Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Try to put a label or define the first artist on this new episode of Neon Jazz and you will be missing the point. That was Charlie Mingus with the 1959 song New Now, Know How off a Greatest Hits compilation. He played both the bass and piano and did it with a gusto that was matched by the way he lived his life. Also a civil rights champion looking for a life and world of equality, hard fought and seldom recognized by his contemporaries, trying to make the world brighter with all that jazz music. I recently read his bio in a book called Beneath the Underdog, and it's a first-person reflection on how he came from the harsh beginnings to become recognized as a champion in the jazz world and our society. If you want a glimpse into some Darwinian evolution in the jazz world, Charlie is every bit of that. Welcome to another hour of quality jazz licks here on Neon Jazz. This is your host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of the American Jazz Hall of Fame, right here in the crossroads of America, Kansas City, Missouri. Each and every show features the best jazz we can find. Cats like Miles Davis, Chet Baker, Bud Shank, and many more. In the realm of cats that never got their due, this next musician is etched with the word unsung on his jazz mark. This is the great tenor saxophonist Hank Mobley with his quintet on the 1957 song, Starting From Scratch.
Mm-hmm. We'll be right back.
We always have a soft spot in our hearts around here for the vibes. That was Pennsylvania-born pianist and vibraphonist Eddie Costa with his trio on a live 1957 cut at the famed Newport Jazz Fest with There Will Never Be Another You, and There Won't Be Another Eddie. He was self-taught on the vibes, and he had a relatively short career. And most of his work is really not available on CD, so the little we get is the most we can get, if you know what I mean. His career was short because of a car accident in 62 that claimed his life and jazz career, but still, in 2013, we're spinning and talking about Eddie. If you're going to take a survey of some of the best jazz albums ever, I'm sure this one would land on many a list. This is the legendary John Coltrane on the 1964 album A Love Supreme with the song Resolution.
Thank you. This is Neon Jazz.
That means I offer my love to you to be your own. If you refuse me, I will be blue and waiting all alone. But when you hear my love call ringing clear, and I hear your answering echo so dear, then I will know our love will come true. You belong to me, I belong to you.
That was the daring and gutsy swing-era band leader, Artie Shaw, with the 1938 song, Indian Love Call. He was known to be a tenacious and skilled leader over his career, but therein lies the fatal flaw. In his short career, he formed 10 orchestras, and most of them fell apart within a few months. But we can now say in hindsight that it was his brilliance that made him work. And Artie really made the swing-era hip, and his chops were rather refined for the time. Artie was jazz. We all benefited from it. Let's go into the trumpet here next on Neon Jazz. Here's Bill Coleman on the instrument with the song Big Boy Blues off of Paris in 1936-38 album. Thank you.
Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was a friend to the West Coast jazz scene and a cat that made the 50s scene thrive. That was Bud Shank with his 1955 song, Rustic Hop, off the album Saxophone Artistry. He only left us back in 2009 at the ripe old age of 82. Plenty of time to leave behind a huge catalog of tunes and a legacy that looms very large in the jazz world. His real claim to jazz fame was his work in the 40s with Stan Kenton and being a key member of the Lighthouse All-Stars at the acclaimed jazz club, the Lighthouse Cafe in Hermosa Beach. As I've mentioned before, you should get your hands on the All-Stars. They made some quality tunes. from one jazz influencer to another. Here's the father of bebop, Mr. Dizzy Gillespie, with the song Tintin Dao off a 1956 Verve Big Band Sessions disc.
Do it!
With Joe Domino.
I'm just Demi.
Thank you.
This song is a perfect segue from the Dizzy Arc. That was the great Miles Davis with the 1949 song Israel off one of the best jazz albums ever.
And that was your son Miles brought that in, right?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Yeah, one influence into another. The arcs are meeting. With one of the best jazz albums of all time, The Birth of the Cool. And what a cool name this album was, with its nonet, and it was an answer to the swell of bebop that was going on with Dizzy and Charlie Yardbird Parker at the time. This album was recorded over a two-year stretch and has 12 gems in its sleeves. Hatched in Gil Evans's New York basement apartment, a famed kind of a story in jazz lore, it is now a part of some pretty cool jazz stories. From the birth of the cool to the epitome of jazz cool, here's Chet Baker with the 1958 song, Time on My Hands, You in My Arms.
Thank you. my name's Caroline Davis, and I fully support Neon Jazz, and everyone here in Chicago feels the same.
Keeping in that bebop mentality here on Neon Jazz, that was the great Lester Young with his quartet with the 1943 song, Sometimes I'm Happy. He has one of the better nicknames in jazz given to him by the great Billie Holiday, the Prez, and he was one of the best. Let's ride on out of this episode of Neon Jazz with another bebop hero. Here's the great Howard McGhee with the 1948 song, Sweet and Lovely. Thanks again for tuning into a show that I hope you thought was sweet and lovely, featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. Thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man with lightning sharp ears, Mr. John Christopher.
Yo!
Talk to us about our show. See what I said? Lightning sharp. Talk to us about our show. Send us some suggestions. We want to know that you're out there in radio land. We would love it. We would dig it. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Thank you.
try to put a label or define the first artist on this new episode of Neon Jazz, and you will be missing the point. Tying your tongue in half.
New now know how.
I learned a new language.
I think I can.
Neon Jazz.